Piro, we are living in an upside-down world. Truth and honesty essential, but clouded by the politics of lies. By Jeff Poor on August 2, 2020. Saturday, Fox News Channel's Jeanine Pirro opened her justice program calling for the country to get back on track. However, she noted that with 93 days to go until the presidential election, everything was shrouded by politics. Transcript as follows. Pirro, let's get right to me open, as to what is right and what is wrong. It's time to make up your own mind. You're simply going to have to rely on yourself. Exhibit 1, you cannot open your business if you own a gym. In fact, you risk arrest and loss of your license no matter how hard you try to comply with the rules. How hard you clean the facility, how much distance you put between gym members, but no stress. If you want to mass protests, have at it. Governor Phil Murphy exempted political protests from pandemic restrictions and joined thousands to protest. Go for it, guys. It's your time. But don't you dare go to work. Makes sense to you. But just today, Utilis gym owners made up their own minds as to what was right and used force to open up their gym that had been barricaded by the state. The consequences of their actions are yet to be seen. Exhibit 2, you cannot go to church, synagogue or a mosque in numbers of more than 50. But multiply that number or bring 499 of your friends and all 500 of you hit a movie theater down the street. Or hell, all of you show up at a casino. Hang out, play blackjack, hit the roulette wheel. Throw some craps? So says the United States Supreme Court. Yes. There's a cap on the number of people who can attend religious services at 50. But not-for-profit companies like casinos and theaters that can have 500. And you can thank Justice John Roberts for joining the left yet again and praise President Trump's appointee, Neil Gorsuch, for the dissent that reads, quote, "There is no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel." Makes sense to you. Exhibit 3, you cannot protect federal courthouses in this country because if you do, you're a violent occupying force who brings terror on peaceful protesters. The ones who are actually bombing, burning and destroying those courthouses. If you protect these halls of justice, you are nothing more than the enemy bringing fear to city streets. So says Oregon's Governor Kate Brown and Portland's Mayor Ted Wheeler. Forget that the leftists have injured over 240 Department of Homeland Security officers and intentionally blinded three over more than 60 days of violent upheaval. Forget that 40 U.S.C. Section 1315 requires the Department of Homeland Security to protect federal property. Forget that neighbors are frightened, petrified, and haven't slept in more than 60 days. Makes sense to you. Exhibit 4. You cannot use hydroxychloroquine as a possible therapeutic for use in the early stages of the coronavirus as it can kill you. And it's now actually against the law in one state to use it off-label. The drug that has been used for 60 years is now demonized, marginalized, and in some states, banned for use as a treatment because President Donald Trump dared to mention it. In spite of the fact that scores of frontline doctors and healthcare workers continuously recommend its benefits, along with zinc and Z-Pak for use prophylactically and in the early stages of the virus. Our own Dr. Mark Siegel prescribed it for his dad and said it was a miracle cure for him, and yet to others. It must be outlawed. Makes sense to you. Exhibit 5, Dr. Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Health and Infectious Diseases for over 40 years who supposedly understands infectious diseases, has told us that the people of the United States don't need to be worried about COVID because it's not a major threat. We don't need to wear masks. Then we need to wear masks. That it's okay to hook up on Tinder, but plan to never shake hands again. That we shouldn't use hydroxychloroquine because it's ineffective and calls studies flawed that show that it is effective. As a physician responsible for public health, should he not be receptive to all observations made by doctors on the front lines? Not just chase the vaccine, but find ways to address symptoms and complications and arrest the progression of the viral disease? Does this make sense to you? Exhibit 6, more than 100 police agencies have backed out of security for the Milwaukee DNC after their Civilian Oversight Commission denied police the use of tear gas and pepper spray to maintain crowd control during out-of-control protests. Makes sense to you? Folks, we are living in an upside-down world where politics is the deciding factor for all things work, play, religion, safety and health. This is not a good place to be. Truth and honesty are essential, but when clouded by the politics of lies, They are almost impossible to find. You have 93 days. If you like living like this, you can get more of the same with that guy hiding in the basement, Bunker Joe. It's time to take America back and get it back on track with President Donald Trump. And that's my open. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.